Welcome to the Lions Den University Report. This program brings you a behind-the-scenes look at the spiritual life on today's university and college campuses. Now here's your host, Glenn Bailey.
The following program was previously broadcast.
Today we're here in Pennsylvania, in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and we're not here at Hershey Park at the amusement park, but rather in the medical side of the community, which is very present and prevalent here. And we're at the site or with one of the doctors from the Penn State University School of Medicine here at Hershey, Dr. Mike Malone. And we want to talk with him about what God's doing in his life and at the campus here. And Dr. Malone, welcome to our program today.
Thank you.
And you're a doctor here, both a practicing physician and a professor at the university. Is that correct?
Correct. I'm an assistant professor in the College of Medicine and also have practice here at Penn State.
Okay. Maybe you could give a little description of that's rather different than a normal professor, I guess, with the especially the medical side. Give a description of your activities during a typical week.
Correct. Yeah. So my activities really vary. I have about half of my time I'm doing teaching, whether it's in my normal clinic or just in the medical school lecture format. And about half of my time is without learners, where I just have interaction with my patients, kind of see them like a normal physician would in a community practice. Mm-hmm. So I have a good mixture. Every day is a little bit different.
Right.
And so it's a makes life interesting.
Okay. Some days even a radio guy shows up.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we're glad to be with you. And we've talked a little bit before turning on the mics and found out a little bit about your testimony. It was interesting to hear. You actually came to Christ when you were pursuing your medical career and found that you had still had a need, even though that you were pursuing medicine. Tell us a little bit about that experience of coming to faith.
Oh, great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I was actually in my last year of college and had taken my medical entrance exam and it got the score that I had wanted. I thought that I would probably get into medical school. And I think the whole time before, I had thought that that's all I needed to do and that this void that was within me that I just didn't feel complete or felt this emptiness just needed to be filled by getting into medical school or achieving something. Doing something more. And I think the more I started to achieve, the more I realized that wasn't going to satisfy me. And I think that made me kind of seek out and realize that I needed something more. And it was during that process that I really just kind of humbled myself and I just came to the end and I said, God, I can't do this on my own. Everything I've been trying to achieve is still just not fulfilling me, and I can't continue to do life this way, and I'm going to have to do something different. So I just told God, you're going to have to take control and either take me out of this world or show me what to do.
Right.
And
so it's really a struggle inside that you were at the end of your rope.
I wanted
to fill this need, and even the medical career and things that you were trying to seek out were not meeting that need.
Yeah, I think at the at that point, I had come to the end of my rope, probably where I don't know what would have happened if I hadn't found Christ, because I think I realized there was really the way I was doing life or living life, there was no purpose in it.
Right.
And I'm not sure that I would have had, I'm not even sure I would have been able to go on with my life. I'm not sure what I would have done. So,
sure.
Yeah, I think, you know, the person I am today is just completely different than who I was back then. And the main difference was just the purpose I found that day. As I kind of humbled myself for the first time, that's when I felt this peace come over me. Mm-hmm. And I started to believe things I could never believe. Opened up the Bible and it said, you know, David took comfort in the Lord. So I knew that that was a message for me.
Right.
And I knew the Bible was speaking to me, which I had heard people say the Bible spoke to them, but never believed it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, from that point on, I just started reading through and God just started speaking to me and just showing me things through his word.
Sure, sure. And it's sad to see so many people who are putting their ultimate trust and faith in things which won't last, and that ultimately many people find at some point don't satisfy. And we think of the statement of Jesus. He says, "What is the profit of man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" And here you discovered that personal relationship with God at that point in your life.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's, you know, to me, I see that in academics particularly, a lot of people may still have that same perspective that I used to have, that they want to achieve, that they feel that their identity may be based in what they do or what they achieve. And so I think for me, that might be part of the reason that God put me here, is so I can understand that and not judge that, but realize that that's where I was as well, and that's where I would be if he hadn't come into my life.
Great, great. And so you came to faith in Christ, and here you were pursuing med school at that time. Did you think, well, maybe I ought to change, since that really wasn't an answer for
my
needs?
Well, I thought for sure immediately that's definitely the wrong path, because I was pursuing it for all of the wrong reasons. I thought, you know, I started thinking about why I wanted to do medicine, and I couldn't think of one godly reason why I had pursued it. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, that definitely needs to be something that I change.
Right.
So I thought, I'll just go to seminary. That sounds like a godly thing to do.
Okay.
And seemed like something I'd be interested in. And so I started to think about that, started pursuing that direction. And God just kind of wouldn't really let me move that direction. He really made it clear that he wanted me to continue with my medical school interviews. And so I just said, well, I'm really new at this, I don't know, but I'll just kind of follow where I feel like God's leading me. And when I went to interview, I was from Florida originally, so I mainly interviewed at the Florida school. So I went to University of South Florida, where one of my roommates from college was attending medical school. And
okay.
I stayed with him during my interview.
Right.
And brought my Bible with me. And He noticed that. He said, "Hey, I never noticed that you had a Bible at all when we were roommates.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's interesting that you brought that with you."
Right.
And so I told him, you know, my testimony and how I come to Christ. And he said, "Wow, that's amazing, because I just came to Christ about 6 months ago." And so we shared our testimonies. And I just really felt like God was doing something there, and that's where I was supposed to be.
Right,
and when I got in, I knew that was the place I was supposed to go.
Great. Okay. And so now you're a doctor and professor here at the Penn State University College of Medicine here in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And my guest is Dr. Mike Malone. And you're active, I understand, with the Christian Medical Society.
Yeah, they have a large Christian Medical Society here with a lot of students involved, which is really great to see. And I've most recently been on a trip to the Dominican Republic with the students, which was a growth experience for me as well, because they're just such great examples and inspirations to me to see them not only pursuing their careers in medicine, but in a godly way and with a purpose to serve God and to serve others. And like I said, when we were talking before a little bit, you know, it's the, with working with the students, it's the ability to not only be teaching them, but also have that mentor role with them, but also them seeing that I'm still growing and that there's definitely a lot of growth that I still have to do, and that even though they may look at me as a finished product as a physician, because that's what they want to be
right
when they're done with medical school, they realize that it's an ongoing process and that we're still learning as physicians, and we're also still learning as Christians how to grow.
Great, great. And I understand, was that the trip you went to Zimbabwe? No,
that was to the Dominican Republic.
Right, okay. And yet you've had also some contact, I understand, too, with the Christian Medical Society in Zimbabwe. How did that come about?
Yeah, that was actually a trip I did when I was in my last year of medical school. And we were able to work, my roommate in medical school and I went over together. And we worked with three different students from the University of Zimbabwe. And one of the most interesting things about that was they really had a lot of patients that you couldn't do much for. At that time, HIV was really untreatable because they didn't have the medications in Zimbabwe that we had at the time in the United States. They were too expensive. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of people dying from AIDS and HIV.
Right.
And so for them, they didn't even know what to do with those patients. And so I started praying for those patients with the students, and they really thought that was kind of crazy when mm-hmm. I first started doing it. They they never heard of doing anything like that. And I guess a couple months after we had left, I got this letter that the three students that we worked with had written, and they said one of the best things that, you know, working with me during that time had given them was, you know, something they could do with their patients, particularly those with cancer or AIDS, or that they could actually just pray for them and give them some hope or comfort in that way, and that no one had ever even mentioned that before. So that was a whole new concept.
Tremendous. Well, that's a great sense of accomplishment when you're able to mentor somebody in the faith and encourage them along those lines too.
Yeah. So I think, you know, they definitely grew in both, you know, their faith, but also what they could provide comfort for their patients as well. And so I think, you know, they started to see that they could incorporate faith into their practice right. as well.
Okay, and there have been many studies that now that show the importance of the spiritual dimension in physical healing as well. Have you come across some of those?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, there's definitely a lot more to be done in that area, but there's definitely some good signs in the literature that having faith or incorporating spirituality into medical care makes a big difference in someone's overall health, because if you ignore that aspect of somebody's, I guess, medical history or who they are, you're really neglecting a portion of what creates health. And, you know, those studies that are out there that show people who ignore it really seems to cause detriment.
And I also understand you find at appropriate times the opportunity to pray with some of your individual clients, your patients that you deal with.
Yeah, I mean, there are times that I do. A lot of times it's after, you know, we build a relationship. Those who are Christian may want me to pray with them. Or even those who aren't Christian, they may want me to pray with them about something. You know, especially when there's bad news, if there's a scary condition or cancer, certainly praying with the patient. I've never had anyone decline mm-hmm. prayer. I think it's something that most people would want, no matter what their faith is or what they believe. They usually aren't going to decline someone praying for them.
I understand. And that's the response that you hear a lot, is that, you know, when you offer to pray with people, they very rarely decline that opportunity, just to, you know, add a potential benefit to their situation when they are facing medical or other kinds of issues. Now, I also understand you're involved in, is it a free medical clinic or something, the Hope Within organization here in the community?
There are actually two free clinics that I have some involvement with. One is the Lion Care downtown in Harrisburg. And that's run by the medical students, and it's a really not faith-based organization, although it's run through the Bethesda Shelter, which is faith-based.
Okay.
But it really doesn't have a huge outreach on it, so it's a different feel than mm-hmm. the clinic in Elizabethtown, which is a Christian-based organization.
Tremendous. Well, we appreciate you joining us today. My guest has been Dr. Mike Malone here at the Penn State University College of Medicine in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
You have been listening to the Lion's Den University Report. If you would like more information about the Christian life or would like to contact the Lion's Den or one of the guests, please write us at the Lion's Den, Post Office Box 226, Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania, 17844. Or email ltcldur@yahoo.com.